This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and you're listening to Open for Business. Eco Queen is a marketplace that gathers sustainable beauty, personal care and lifestyle products sold and made by eco-conscious and ethical local brands. Started November 2021 and their goal is to provide community with opportunities to make more conscious decisions that could benefit not only themselves but also the environment. Kiru Baleni Arul Das, director and co-founder of Eco Queen, joins us today. Good morning, Kiru.
Good morning, Frida.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did. Perfectly, actually.
All right. Okay. So, okay, just I know I've just introduced a little bit about your company, but tell me about yourself and the company.
Okay. So myself, so I have been working for the past 10 years in the environmental side. About 10 years ago, I joined a waste management company. And that really opened up my eyes. Before that, I've always wanted to, look for a job that's, contributing to something bigger than just working, right? Mm-hmm. And so that joining that waste management company really opened my eyes and I saw the realities of what's happening, how irresponsible we are. So I knew that that was my path. Then I joined a nonprofit, international nonprofit organization, which was focused on helping supply chains be more responsible. So there I was actually working with a lot of brands that you're familiar with, your FMCG brands, but we're also working with people on the ground, palm oil producers, palm oil traders. And so I actually saw the reality of what's happening in the market, the concerns from the consumers. And, this was something that I was working on a day-to-day basis. And then I actually met, a very good friend of mine, Priya Simi. She is an entrepreneur and she approached me. The way it came about was actually quite funny because Priya and I are friends. Our husbands are friends. So we became friends. And Priya is currently the title holder for Mrs. Malaysia World, been holding this title for a while now. So she joined a Plastic Free July campaign in 2020. And just joining it as an individual, she saw the kind of traction she received, media asking her questions, young teenagers reaching out to her saying that she was inspiring them. So she approached me and said, like, can we work on something together? Like, I feel like there are a lot of people like her as well, who are still learning, wanting to do more for the environment. So we thought we'll start something small. We started off a blog and then we said, like, let's provide starter kit for people who want to start the journey on being more ethical or, consume better products. And then we thought, let's bring together all the local brands. There's so many local brands that are doing wonderful things. Let's put them all under one platform so that it'll be easier for people to buy. So that's kind of how the idea evolved. And that's
okay.
Kind of where we are.
Yeah. I want to know, like, did you do any research on the market potential? I know, like, global, they say yes, but, like, in Malaysia, what kind of, what kind of demand there is for it and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we did. So I did some research and also at that point where we were about to start, we saw the amount of brands that was actually already doing this. And we knew that there is a market for it. People are buying. All the people that we targeted, that we approached, said that they would buy it, but their concern was always the fact that, oh, it's going to be more expensive, or it's misconceptions, basically. So we thought we should really, like, address this because that's not the reality. Malaysian products, the brands that are producing these products, actually cheaper, or in a way, if you look at the reality of it, is these products last longer. So when you break down the prices, it's actually not expensive at all. So it's just
more cost effective.
Yes, it is cost effective.
More cost effective. Now, and what about competition? Do we have enough people doing what you're doing already?
Funny thing is, I think we took a bit longer. I mean, we are a lean team, so we were doing everything on our own and taking a bit time. And at the same time, we did see something similar come up, but not from Malaysia, from Singapore. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there are similar platforms, saying that they're focusing on sustainability or stuff like that. But ours is slightly different. Because here you come and sell your own product. So it's pretty much like your Amazon, your Shopee, Lazada. You know, you set your own store and you sell your products. So you manage your stock. So that's slightly different.
Okay. So you serve as the marketplace. You yourself don't hold any stock.
No, but currently we do have a little e-store because we did start with our starter kit selling, like those essentials. So we still have that. But, that's not our long-term plan. Our plan is just to manage this platform and bring together more brands, basically.
Okay, yeah. So right now there isn't any marketplace in Malaysia that does this, right? I mean, a marketplace for ethical brands.
No, not just focused on this. Definitely not. Right. Not that I come across anyway.
Okay, what kind of quality controls do you put in place to ensure your partners are genuinely eco-friendly and sustainable and all that before you allow them on your marketplace?
Okay, yeah. So this is where we feel that we have a bit of an advantage, mainly because all the brands that want to come on board, they need to fill up a due diligence form. So this form basically asks you some basic questions. But the next step is I will actually get on the call and speak to all the brands just to understand the products better, to understand the level of sustainability or ethical, whatever that they claim they are. I just want to understand that better because I think with this journey, everyone is really at different stages. So I do this check with them. I speak to them personally. And to be honest, I know all the brands and all the products they carry. So that is an advantage. So then we also provide our own thoughts on each of the products. So for example, a brand might say that they're organic. So after my discussion with them, I understand why they say they're organic, but they don't have a certification to say they're organic. So I would put a different category, put them under a different category, maybe say it's natural products or they're using organic ingredients, just to ensure that the consumers actually understand what is it that they're consuming.
Right. Okay. So they have to fill out this form. They're not automatically on the marketplace. So you still vet through before you allow them in the marketplace.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier on that you've got a lean team. How lean is this team?
So it's myself, Priya, and we have someone helping us with social media, and we have another staff who's working part-time.
Right. Yeah. So in terms of the marketing right now, you guys do a lot of things on social media.
Yes, a lot of it on social media. So last whole year, we were just focusing on organic, just building everything on our own and doing stuff like that. So this year, we have our expansion plans and we want to bring it to the next level. I mean, obviously, this marketplace would be nothing without marketing and, putting the word out there. And that's what we're promising. So yeah, we do have our plans. So we're excited and eager to embark on that. Yeah.
Okay. So the business model is you get a commission from things.
So yes. So currently, when we started off, we wanted to validate this whole idea that we had, right? So we were offering it for free, and currently the brands are still selling the items for free. We're not charging anything, but we have told all of them that obviously for us to sustain, we will need to be charging them. So we do have some price packages, commission based, as well as packages that we want to speak to the brands. But that is something that we will be charging very soon.
Right, because so right now it's not profitable yet.
No,
but you just want to get more brands on board.
Yes, so currently we actually have 19 brands already on our platform.
So and these brands, how are they distributing currently? Do they have their own websites? Do they available at store? So they just look at you as another channel of distribution, or most of that, or some of them don't have any form of distribution at all.
You're right. We're another channel for them. Most of them have their own website. So we are just an additional channel at the moment. Yep.
All right. I'm speaking to Kiru Baleni Arul Das from Eco Queen. We'll continue our conversation after this. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Building Future Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Kiru Baleni Arul Das from Eco Queen, and we're talking, and Eco Queen is a marketplace that gathers sustainable beauty, personal care, and lifestyle products sold and made by eco-conscious and ethical local brands. Do they all have to be local brands, or do you also open to other brands from other countries?
So at the moment, we want to focus on local brands because we feel like there's so many brands, good brands that people don't really know, or like, you know, it's only targeted at a certain group. So we want to focus on that for now. We're also focusing on social enterprise. We want all these brands to be there. So yeah, local for now, but we have plans for expansion. So when it does, then we'll open it up.
Right. Okay. Now, you were saying earlier on that you sell your own eco-friendly starter kit. It's got toothbrushes, cutlery, and bamboo as well, right? So how do you, you know, I guess putting all your brands in together on Eco Queen, how has that done, you know, in the marketplace? How has the response been for that?
It has been good. I mean, like I said, like with the minimal marketing that we've been doing, organic growth, we have had traction. It's really nice that the customers that we've had have actually come back to us and, you know, responded and told us like, oh yeah, thank you for these products. We've never heard of these brands. So they actually engage with us, and that's really nice to hear. But yes, a lot more room for improvement for sure. So yeah.
Okay. Now, do you manufacture your own products, or do you just compile these different brands and put them together?
No, we don't manufacture anything at the moment. So at the moment, we're just compiling the brands and putting them together.
Okay. And there are no plans at the moment to do that, right? I think there are enough brands in Malaysia that we need to highlight.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Okay. No plans right now for that.
Right. Okay. So, you know, Malaysian consumers are gradually transitioning into eco-friendly, right? Still quite slow. Why do you think, you know, this is a situation, and, you know, what can we do to encourage this, right? Is there an education process that we need to take, you know, from the urban to the rural areas? I think the urban, you know, we like to think that we are, as much as possible, buying sustainably.
Yeah, I think definitely education process. And I think it's just that we're so used to the whole, you know, fast culture. You know, it's so convenient just to buy a bag instead of carrying your own bag. It's just habits that we've picked up over the years. But in saying that, like, you know, back in the days, we were more, definitely more conscious about all the things that we were using. So it's definitely education. It's getting used to it. We've done some partnership with colleges and universities, and it was surprising. And it was very refreshing to hear from the future leaders, I would say, right? They are really, this is the path that they are on. They are really passionate about it. So I am quite positive. I feel like there is going to be a change. Consumers, the trend is changing. And, you know, you were talking about urban and people who are out of KL, I would say, are probably more conscious as well, you know, because they have less products to buy, or like, you know, but of course, with the whole online buying, shopping online is definitely not very sustainable. But yeah, trends can change, and it's changing.
It's interesting you talk about fast-moving consumer goods, and fast-moving consumer goods, I guess, can be eco-friendly.
It can.
Right? I mean, so that's the thing, right? It can still be, you know, sustainable. It can still be those things, as you were saying, like, you know, toothbrushes, cutlery, and what have you, right? Now, last month, Eco Queen told, you know, you told Banama that you're projecting to host at least 50 brands, from 15 brands it has now. So what steps are you going to take to achieve this goal?
Yeah, actually, at the moment, we have 19 brands already. We've had many brands approaching us. But like I said, you know, we have to go through that due diligence process, and not all of them meet all the requirements. So I think when we did our research, we know that there is definitely more than 100 brands that meet our criteria locally. So we're hoping to work with them, and we are doing more marketing. We're reaching out to them personally as well to say like, hey, why not come and sell on this platform? You know, the idea is just to make it easier for consumers who want to buy all these products. They don't have to wet through many, many products or go to different sites to get them. Like, you know, just come here and get it all here. So that's our what we're going to be doing.
Right. Okay. So, and then right now you've got beauty, personal care, and lifestyle products. So we're going to stick to that. Are we going to start introducing clothes? Are we going to start introducing other things?
Yeah. I mean, fashion is something that we are both, Priya and myself, are both very passionate about as well. And it is the buzzword as well, you know, fast fashion. We have had a few vendors who sell vintage clothes or like, you know, a pre-loved clothes approach us. But I think not yet in the near future, because we need to have a system that's not going to be taxing for the vendors as well. It needs to be super easy. So we are working on improving our site as well. So when that is ready, they'll be able to do so.
Right. What are you looking at right now? Are you looking for right now? Are you looking for investors? Are you looking, you know, when you, apart from more people buying from Eco Queen, what else are you looking for?
Definitely investors is something that we're looking at for this year. This year, our focus would be to expand. We want to, you know, do so much. We have all these plans. Partnership is also something that we're looking for. We want to work with organizations that are really doing change on the ground. We want to partner with them. And we are also looking to work more on the ground. So we want to be this community-driven platform. So yeah, and build a community of people who care about the products that they use and buy. So investors, definitely. Partnership, definitely.
Right. Okay. So looking for partners. And the other thing is, do you think Eco Queen ultimately will have a brick and mortar for people to see? Is that also like in the pipeline?
It is. Yeah, it is. It's something that we aspire to do. It's in our plan for very soon. Not this year, but next year.
Okay, next year. I think, like, you know, when people are, you know, like how it is, right? People still, when they look at it, and you just have like maybe one flagship store, and then from there, people seen and touched the product one time, and then they're probably comfortable going online. But this is the whole thing about being in an omni-channel, as they say.
Yes, yes, right. Definitely, definitely.
Right. You were saying earlier on, you know, like in your working with waste management and the whole idea of sustainability, you know, like what do you think that people can do as well to so that we can speed along on this journey?
Yeah, I think for people, it's really simple. I think it's just understanding what you consume. Don't just buy things for the sake of buying, or it's pretty, let's, you know, just add on one more to our collection. Is it something you really need? So that is what we are really telling all our consumers as well. And the products that we have, a lot of it you can reuse, and, you know, it has a longer shelf life. The ingredients of the products as well makes a difference. Sometimes, you know, you buy items on sale just for the sake of it because it's on sale. So yeah, even if it's slightly expensive and if it's something of a good quality, you will use it for a longer time. So that's what we're saying. Change the way you think and consume.
Right. I'm laughing, right? Because you're saying, once it's on sale, suddenly like, hey, I don't need it, but it's on sale, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's normal. I think that's human nature, right? So I was actually having this conversation with a friend, and she was telling me, oh, I really need to go and get this item. It's something for her dog. And I said, why do you need to buy that? You can just use a normal container, you know, for the dog's food. And she was like, oh yeah, actually I can, but you know, it's not pretty. And I was like, come on, you know, let's be sustainable. This is wasting. So yeah.
Right. So interesting. So under lifestyle, you will be doing things for pets, perhaps.
You know what? There is a big market. Someone actually asked me, why do you not carry anything? So we're looking for local brands. If you have any products that would be, would meet this market, please do reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to have that.
Yeah. That'd be a huge market. Thanks for spending time with us. Kirubaleni Arul Das from Eco Queen. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.